when we talk about international students, one of the really most important things that international students really need in order to adjust and to help them sort of like in the next few years of their time in Australia is to have friends. You know, that circle of friends really is really important because friends provide not just emotional support, but they also are really useful. Like, where can I, buy good noodles from, for example? So, these are sort of like kind of like the bare essentials that people need. So having a good set of friends that provide that kind of sort of like sense of belonging and community is crucial for any student. Well, it's not just international students, but it's also like, interstate students as well. Having that group of friends that you can rely on is critical, not just in your area of study, but also in living in a place that's quite foreign to what you're used to.
Absolutely. And surveys and research that you provide in your conversation article suggest that international students have very few local friends. So why might this be the case?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I mean, one of the problems for international students is that if you come into a place which is completely foreign and alien, especially when it comes to language, their ability to try to communicate with people is actually very difficult. And so, especially for international students where English is not their first language, and so they feel a bit embarrassed. I interviewed someone once, and the student was telling me in my work, and he was telling me that he feels quite shy to actually go out to an Australian because he feels that the person will look down on him. So for quite a few students, they have these things at the back of their mind, this sort of like preempting, what if, how if I say hello, what if the person doesn't say hello back? These things, these kind of anxieties actually do plague a lot of international students. So what happens is that they end up becoming friends with co-nationals for quite obvious reasons, like, language, and co-nationals would actually have very, very similar experience to an international students. This kind of sort of like feeling, a sense of safety and security, does sort of like lead to students almost kind of divorcing themselves from making friends with locals. So international students, it's actually really hard because they have basically more to lose.
Yeah, of course. Now, your research also features strong case studies in both Australia and Singapore. So Singapore is an island city state that considers multiculturalism and racial harmony the hallmark of its society. And the Singapore Pledge even mentions regardless of race, language, or religion. Now, is there anything we can pick up from Singapore's example here in Australia?
Singapore is interesting because Singapore, part of the whole discourse, the national discourse, is multiculturalism. And I think the big difference between Singapore and Australia is that Singapore, just like Australia, is very proud of its multicultural credentials, but it also is very proud of its multilingual credentials as well. So the big difference, I think, in Singapore and Australia is that in Australia, we tend to be a bit of more monolingual country, right? So in the last few weeks, as we all know, there's been a lot of news stories about international students, and in particular, their inability to speak English or to speak English well. But in somewhere like Singapore, where there is an understanding and acceptance and awareness that everyone has a second or third or fourth language, besides English, there are these sort of like allowances that, we kind of like understand what you're trying to say. So, in a way, I think that's that main difference. So, the issue of linguistics, which becomes part and parcel of everyday life in Singapore, has become, unfortunately, an issue of contention in Australia.
Yeah, and I guess so many monolingual English speakers kind of don't realize just how difficult of a language English is. And it's crazy. Now, your study also mentions migrant anxiety. So what is migrant anxiety?
Migrant anxieties can be, very simply, so the fear of the other, right? And in particular, the foreign other. And by foreign, that anxiety does not need to actually be sort of like rooted in racial or ethnic differences. I mean, what I found in particular in Singapore, which was quite interesting, was that there are a lot of mainland Chinese in Singapore. And even though Singaporean, for many of them, Singapore is about, 74%, 76% ethnic Chinese. So for many Chinese Singaporeans, they can actually trace their cultural and ethnic root to China. But there was a lot of migrant anxieties towards Chinese migrants. And it's a variety of reasons, like the conventional things of, oh, they are here to steal our jobs, or they're here to take our places in school, they're here to do, you know, so it's the fear of the other taking over what you already have. So it's this threat of what you have now being wrenched from you. And so that's sort of like those kind of like migrant anxieties that you actually see. And you see this in Australia as well.
Yeah, of course. Like, it's this ridiculous notion of being replaced. I'm not a huge fan, I'll say it. just that whole concept of the fear of replacement. Like, we for many, many years now have been an incredibly diverse country. So it's just such a wrong mindset to have. Now, last but definitely not least, what would you recommend for newcomers to Australian universities still adjusting to the culture shift?
I would say open your mind, and it's very, very difficult to adapt. And adapting in a new place poses a lot of challenges. Now, if anyone in a new place faces some sort of hostility or perceived hostility, don't let that stop you from having a very good lived experience in your host country. I think that's the thing where, for many, so especially international students, some of them are very young, right? You know, you're 18, 19, you come to a new place and all you want to do is, you want to experience something new. Then, if something sort of like unpleasant happens, whatever it may be, let that sort of like experience be something where it doesn't define your next few years in your adopted country.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Catherine. It's been great having you on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.